Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am one of your hosts, Amy Ravel.
And I'm Kirsty Ferruccia.
She sings her name like a songbird. It is so lovely to be in your company today. Whether you're listening today on Monday or Sunday night in the US, no matter where you are, we are glad that you've taken the moment to join in. If you're outside enjoying some sunshine, take a big, deep breath. Take a couple. It's good for you. Today we're just getting a bit real today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our strengths and our weaknesses. It was inspired by one of my clients last week. She made a comment that she couldn't believe that it didn't take us any time or very little time to get ready for the cleaners and how perfect we must be. And
she was referring to me, of course.
Of course.
Perfection here in Melbourne.
Yeah, and I clearly laughed at that. And so we thought, well, let's dispel any myths that we are in a bit and let's talk about some of the things that we aren't so good at, because we are really good at decluttering and we are fairly good at keeping our houses very easily maintainable. There is a whole lot of things that we aren't so good at. And even in what we're good at, there's some things that we don't love.
Yeah.
Too. So let's talk about that, Ames.
Yeah. If we're going to talk about what our strengths are, so the things that we nail and the things that we fail, and we just would be embarrassed for other people to see, maybe. Kirst, do you want to start us off on the positive note? What is one of your strengths?
In life in general?
Life in general. Go as broad as you want, baby.
Okay. One of my strengths. I can always, this is funny because it's a strength and a frustration for many people around me. I can always see the other side of the story.
Oh my gosh, you can. Always. Always.
So that's really good and really frustrating for everybody else who tells me, you know, their story. And I don't have, no, it's not that I don't have empathy for them. I absolutely have empathy for people. It's just that I can often see the other person's point of view as well.
Yeah, I guess you don't jump on the bandwagon. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't just like empathize completely with what they're saying. You'll also kind of bring that, what would the other person maybe have thought about that, or, you know, that different perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's probably not seen as a strength by many other people other than me.
It's probably a strength retrospectively with Simon or your friends when they're like, okay, that was actually good that Kirst gave the other sides of the story or could see it from someone else's opinion. At the time, though, they probably wanted to scratch your eyeballs out.
Yeah, but, you know, people want to scratch my eyeballs out anyway. So, what's one of my – you tell me, what's one of my strengths?
I'm such a good exercise to be able to say it about ourselves. Like, I think that it's a really hard thing to say. It's like when someone says, you know, what's your favorite part of your body? Or like, that's really hard to say because it's not up yourself. What today's not about is we're going to be a bit up ourselves and also a bit self-fledging. We just want to try and share what we think our strengths are and where we fail miserably.
Yeah, because we know that you, our beautiful listeners, love us and love listening to us, and you love that we're real and honest and that we sound like your best friends, and we love that about you, and we love that about having a podcast. We just didn't want anybody to have the misconception that we are perfect, because
maybe we should have just got our families on and they could say all five things.
I'm pretty sure we could do a pretty good job of pointing out each other's flaws as well. But yeah, we just like, yes, we nail things. We absolutely nail some things. But we also really, really fail, as you said. Yeah. And we just want people to recognize just how human we are and just how, yeah, we just want it to be real and authentic and open and honest and vulnerable with all of you, so that you can be open and honest and vulnerable with us when you call us to say, hey, I'd like you to come into our home and help me with this, or when you join our course, or when you interact with us on our Facebook group. You can feel like you're in a safe place because we too are real and authentic with you. We don't like masks. We don't like pretending that we have it all together. We don't like it when other people do that to us, because we appreciate that everybody's human and everybody doesn't always have it together. And we have the honor and the privilege of seeing just how tricky life can be for people sometimes when we go into their homes. So we just wanted you to feel just as comfortable with us as we want to feel with you.
Yeah, and to let you in behind the curtains of our the ins and outs.
Yeah. So
here's something I nail. I nail putting my clothes away. So when I'm putting away, like when the washing's in, I always put my clothes away properly. I don't like leave some things in the basket or put some things on top of the dresser. Everything goes away perfectly every single time. And I nail that.
Yep, I nail that too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My other half doesn't nail it, but sometimes I put his away because I just don't like the look of the basket sitting there.
The adults in our home nail it. The children in our home sometimes try and get away with it by putting their clothes behind their door. As if
no one's ever going to notice that.
Good hiding place for unput away clothes. One child in particular really hates hanging things up.
Is it the dexterity required?
That's what they claim.
Right. Yep.
But they are very dexterous. And yes, so that child who shall remain nameless, really struggles with hanging up their clothes. So their father often comes in and hangs them up. Their mother, on the other hand, grabs a coat hanger and makes them do it. And there's just not that many to hang up because most of our kids' clothes don't hang up. It's school uniforms. And if I say what else they need to hang up, it will give away.
Cricket uniform.
Which child?
Karate uniform. No, she's shaking her head. So we're saying like dance uniform. And
I am not saying anything at all.
No, shaking her head says nothing. What else do you nail around the house, Kirst?
I nail doing the dishes every night. Like we always have a clean kitchen by the end of the night. I personally would prefer just to do the dishes 3 times a day. Other adult in the house likes doing them as soon as there's something dirty in the sink.
Incredible. The Ravels fail that so badly. We so often do not have a clean kitchen at night. There are so often dishes there. It's not my job, so I can kind of blame Cal, but I can't really because I make the dishes as well. But the last couple of nights, just before I go to bed, I've been doing a quick load, and it makes a big difference. Like I keep saying to him, our future selves will thank us. And we just finished a live round of the course, and I think whenever we do a live round, the habits in the Ravel house step up a notch, because I'm being reminded of all the good things that habits do. But we definitely fail on the dishes front. We are not awesome keeping up with them.
Does bills get paid as soon as they come into your house?
Yes, I've never yet in my 40 years paid a late fee.
Mm-hmm.
or paid interest on a credit card or anything like that. Everything gets paid the day it comes in. So, yeah, mail and paperwork I nail, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yes, they get handed to Simon.
You nail that bit.
You're amazing. It
oh my gosh, you're incredible.
I know.
You are pretty just talented. Unbelievable.
Pretty talented at handing over all paperwork that belongs to him. I keep all, so here's the division of labor in our house. I deal with all school and family admin, and he deals with all house related admin. So yeah. He gets all the bills. Not that we get many bills. Most of them are online, so but they all go to his email account. So I'll be slightly screwed if something happened to him.
Yeah, I thought that the other day. In fact, it was earlier this morning. I was doing something with our home loan and went, "Oh, Cal would be ruined if I died. Like, how's he going to remember who our home loan's with?" And then I just thought, like, he could probably just ask one of my friends. They'd probably know the answer.
He could look in your paperwork folder, surely.
There is a piece of paper about the home loan, you're right.
Yes, yes. And, like, I know all about our finances. It's just that he wants to have control over that. It's not really even a gendered thing at all. It's just that he likes knowing what's happening with our finances, and I don't care. So
yeah, perfect.
He gets, it's like the reverse in your home, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's something that I also fail miserably. Like, if there's like a fail scale and one's like, oh, I'm just not awesome at it, and 10 is if it was a crime, I should be doing life. The state of my car is a 10.
Yes,
it's so bad.
I can testify. Jack and I can testify.
Jack hates it. Every time I drive Jack to work, she's like, Ames. So it's not that there's clutter in the car. There's no clutter, although there is always like a smashed tissue box. It's like that I just have never vacuumed it or cleaned it or washed it or anything like that. I don't care. I don't care even a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't care at all, but I fail so badly. In fact,
but you
the other
don't
day,
because you actually don't care about it. So how
no,
is
but
that
it's
failing?
Bad. It's not looking after my possession well. Jack, the other day we did a 4-hour round trip for a client and she drove for part of it. When Jack and I are in the car, it's like husband and wife. It's like whoever gets the keys first drives the car, when I don't care. And she was driving and she was like, you have to clean your windscreen when you get home. You have to get out the Windex, Amy. And she was like telling me what to do. And I said, oh, I'll just pay one of the kids to do it. She's like, no, get home and do it. And then when she came here the following day to go to work, she's like, now, did you clean your windscreen? And I had. But it's like 10 out of 10 fail, except for that one moment where I was scared of Jack and so I did it anyway.
Yep. The part that I fail the most at in the home is my desk. But I still don't think of it as a fail because I'm quite happy with the state of my desk. I can find everything I need. It's not cluttered. It's not overwhelming to me. It's just every now and again, like once a week, I find it tidied for me, which
are you serious?
Is irritating.
I did not know about this.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. But
that is the worst.
Yeah.
Cal would lose it if I went into his office and tidied it up for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
It's a shame he doesn't listen to this podcast because this could be very good passive aggressive, you know, little nudge.
Yes.
Like a 1-2 in the side.
He's been told. He's seen the frustration, but it bothers him enough that he has to come in here, even though. And I don't understand. It's one of those, it's not the hill I want to die on.
No, I know. You've got to pick those things.
It's whatever. The thing I fail the most on is caring about our garden. I do not care.
Yes, I'm 10 out of 10 fail scale on that too.
Do not
care. Are you 10 out of 10?
Like life. Yeah.
Life in prison.
10. Life in prison. Do not care. Yep. Will not touch it. Will not help. I do help if he's real, like if Simon loves doing it.
Yeah.
So I think if he hated doing it,
You'd pay someone. Still
pay for someone to do it. But if he didn't care, then, like, I'm just very thankful that he cares.
Yeah. Well, nobody cares in our house.
Yeah, he really cares and he does it. And I think he would love for more of us in our family to get out there and help him. One, Emily goes out and helps him and he loves it. But he also loves the quiet time of him doing it by himself. Wow. So none of us are inspired to go out there and be with him.
No.
Because none of us really care.
No,
and I'm happy to fail on that. And I would definitely pay for somebody else to do our garden if I had the money. Like, you know, if that was a position I was in.
Yeah. We do that. We had just started doing that pre-COVID, which has obviously had to stop now that it's COVID, because really? You can't even have someone in your garden.
You're, yes, in Melbourne. But in Melbourne. What about for those 3 weeks that you were out?
Oh, no, we were just getting back on our feet. But, yes, we 10 out of 10 lifetime imprisonment fail at garden, both of us, yeah. Which is a crying shame, but total fail.
No.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think that this is one of the things, because we are, you know, professional organizers and declutter coaches, our home is the thing that we nail the most.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some things outside the home or in business or in, like, other parts of our personality and other parts of our time that we aren't awesome at, because people listening to us would be awesome at their job and may fail miserably in their home. And fail is subjective, so there's no judgment.
That's why there's a scale, the brand new fail scale, courtesy of the Art of Decluttering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Copyright 2020.
Yep. So
2020, you're on notice. You're a 10 out of 10 on the fail scale.
That's life imprisonment.
Total life imprisonment.
Total fail. But there's always beauty and there's always hope and there's always good things to come out of absolutely failing.
See, she can see both sides, people. She can see both sides.
You have to. You have to look for some positive to come out of a really, really bad year.
Yeah.
And the positive is that we've still been able to do a podcast.
We sure have, thanks to the interwebs.
Yeah, so we are thankful for that.
What are you failing? Tell me the fail outside the home, outside of our profession. Tell me your fail. It can be business, it can be personal, it can be whatever you want.
Yeah, I think a lot of the days I feel like I'm not failing parenting.
That was mine!
Yeah, sorry. Don't we all? Don't we all feel like we're failing parenting? Yeah, and I don't want to say it's a fail, because my kids are alive.
Yeah, you're probably a two and a half.
Surely that's got to be, you know, that counts for something. Yeah. So definitely not failing parenting, but I feel like I could definitely improve the success rate of my parenting.
Yeah, my kids don't think I'm failing parenting.
Oh, I don't think any kids. No, not
some kids do. Some people are really like 9.4 out of 10 on the fail scale.
Some people, people are.
Not you people.
We are trying, and so we know that we're doing a good job because we're trying.
Yeah. Yes.
We love our kids. They've got a loving home and they're fed and
house. Oh, talking so about feeding the children, let me tell you a fail. A win. Okay. A win followed by a fail.
Okay.
I feel like first round of ISO, I baked with the kids at least once a week. I was like that mum, thriving. Second round ISO, not so much. I don't think I've baked once. The kids have baked, like they've kind of been doing their own. Anyway, last night I said to them, let's make chocolate chip biscuits together and like that'll be our dessert. So at like 8 o'clock we decided we were going to do that. I had forgotten that our oven has died. So our oven short-circuited and like flicked the fuse. So Cal had to go out and do the fuse boxy thing to get it back working. But now you can't turn the oven on without the grill also coming on. And so everything gets burnt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd said, yes, let's make biscuits. We had the mixture. And then I was like, oh, no. And I can't even go to the neighbor's house to put it in their oven. Like, I can't do anything. Yep. And they're like, let's just eat the mixture with a spoon. I said, oh, that's a lot of mixture and that's a lot of raw egg. Why don't we just put them in the oven and, like, grill the top of them and kind of see what we can do.
Yeah.
So we did that. It was not awesome. Because it basically was just a melted puddle with like a shell on the top.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we couldn't take them off the baking paper. So then we were like, could we microwave them? No, that wouldn't work. Then what I didn't think of until after was I should have sandwich pressed the biscuits. And so it would have had heat from the bottom and heat from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in the end, we just like, did different, like basically turn the oven around to all different types of settings to try and get the different bits of the biscuit cooked until we ended up just eating it with a spoon melted. Total fail.
So what I'm hearing is that something that you could improve, a weakness of yours that you could work on, is your cooking skills.
Hey, I need to put it out there on the public record. I cooked dinner 3 times last week.
No,
and also means I've cooked dinner 3 times in the last 2 years.
Yes, I was going to say, and the sky has not fallen in, Amy, so might be able to do it again.
No, it's overrated. That's an area I don't nail. I do not cook dinner unless I have to.
Yeah. So we both feel like we could improve our parenting. What else?
Yeah, I don't feel like I could improve it enough that I'm actually going to do something about it. I'm at that level where as long as I say it out loud, that kind of makes me feel better.
Yeah, but you're also in COVID and we also running a business and
we've
got a lot of I totally understand what you just said because I totally feel like that in lots of areas. Like if I just say it out loud, surely that makes me a better person.
Yeah. Correct. I just admit that this is a fail.
Yeah.
That's like an automatic minus 5 points. I was at a 9. Failing. I said it out loud and now it's a 4.
Let's not call it failing. Something that we could improve on.
But don't really want to enough to do anything about it.
I know. And that's probably how some of our listeners feel about their house.
Yes. Yes.
They're like, I'm not failing. I could improve on it, but I just don't want to. I just can't be bothered. If I just listen to this podcast, that will be enough.
Well, talking of just listening and hoping you get the benefits.
Yes.
I had Pilates this afternoon.
I already know the story. I haven't even
confessed this to my Pilates instructor, but I was feeling really wiped today. And I think it was just a particularly chronic fatigue-y type of day. And I thought, no, I've booked for Pilates. I've paid for Pilates. I'm going to go. Like, it's good for me. So I just said to the teacher, I'm just not going to put my camera on today. I'm just feeling a bit yuck. So I'll be there. And I had all my stuff set out. And so I'm going along with Pilates and I'm just like so tired. So I thought the first mistake was, I wonder if I could do a whole Pilates class with my eyes closed. So that's what I then tried to do, which was actually really relaxing. I think there's a business idea in there, anyone, if you want to do like dark room Pilates, like it's quite relaxing because you're stretching and weight bearing and all the anyway.
And
so I did the Pilates class with my eyes closed. And then we were on our sides doing clamshell leg lifts.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, this is actually a really comfortable position. And my Pilates instructor's voice is just one of those beautiful voices.
Melodious.
Yes, she just speaks so lovely and she makes me breathe slowly.
She's basically me.
And then about 30 minutes later, I woke up and Pilates had finished and my computer just had this meeting has been ended by the host. And I only did one side of my legs today. So I'm strong on the right, weak on the left, and had a little nana nap on my Pilates mat. Cuddling, would you believe this, cuddling my foam roller like a teddy. It was so comfortable.
Just oh my gosh, so hard.
I feel like I now need to confess this to my Pilates instructor.
Just or send maybe her the just podcast.
Never ever don't have my camera on again. Because if my camera was on, there's no way I would have let myself close my
eyes. The other idea is like maybe never ever shut your eyes for the whole of the Pilates.
That was pretty good though. I could do that again.
Yeah, because look what it led to. But
yeah. I was like, that was an expensive sleep, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
I did get 45 minutes of Pilates in. Okay. And I missed the last 15 minutes and then added another 15.
Without the clamshell legs.
I was not clamshelling. That had fallen to the wayside.
No, I know, but that's what I mean. Like instead of when you woke up, you went, I need to roll over into the other side.
Oh, no, I
I will get up.
I stumbled out of my bedroom and was like, oh, my gosh. I just had a little nap on the floor.
What else would you improve in your life if you could be bothered?
Oh, I like the framing of that. If I could be bothered,
yeah,
I would have better hair. If I could be bothered, because I fail at being a curly girl. I've got great curly hair that 80-90% of the time is in a ponytail. And I look at my sister's hair, like all my sister's hair, and think, oh, I could have good curls if I put in some effort, and then I put it in a ponytail. I would like to improve in that, but not enough to actually do something about it.
Yeah, this is a mediocre podcast, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
we're getting, this is what I want to be, but I can't. I'm just not motivated enough.
Yeah.
Right now. This is where we completely identify with some of our listeners.
Yes. I hope that we're basically not giving everyone, excuse. Just give up, people. Just give up. There are some things we're good at, I promise.
We're awesome.
I tell you what we're both really bad at.
Tell me.
But neither of us.
Illuminate me.
Well, it's not illuminating and that's the point.
Yes.
Is we're both really bad at makeup. Because we don't care.
Oh, speak for yourself. I'm amazing at it in my dreams.
I speak for you because I know your effort for makeup is about as high as mine. It's like maybe eyeliner.
No, you at least put makeup on when you're going out somewhere. I do not. Like when you're
I put eyeliner on if I'm going out.
You were to do a presentation, you would put makeup on.
Oh, yeah, I would. That's true.
You turn up with makeup on sometimes to our live coaching calls.
Usually just eyeliner because I don't really own anything. Yeah, I don't. There you go. Failing in that.
Failing.
Yeah.
Improve.
What else are we good at? Could
do with some improvement.
Yeah.
Room for improvement. Yeah, there's only up from here, girls.
Has potential.
Kirsty has potential.
Yes.
Amy has potential.
Yeah. So good. I think we need to share something that we're good at just to kind of bring it back up. Like, what are you?
I feel like we've been.
No?
I feel like we haven't shared enough about.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. What?
What would you improve on if you could be bothered in our business?
Ooh, that is a good question. You tell me, because I can't think of anything.
I would love to be amazing on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
But I can't
I'm doing an Instagram training course at the moment. So
does it motivate you at all?
Well, I feel like I've got some skills. I haven't yet put them into practice because we've been doing the mental health first aid training and the autism training.
Yes, yes, yes. I know.
But that's my caveat.
Has it hit that like motivated? Are you motivated yet?
No.
You're still in that. That would be nice.
I'm still in the, I need to learn it all first. You know how people join our course and like, I'll learn it all first and then I'll start putting it into practice.
Oh, that's me. I'm sure that's what some of our listeners are doing too. Let me just listen to the girls for another 215 episodes.
Yeah. And that's actually okay to get the information, but at some point you've got to do the action.
Oh, well, again, you just have to find your own, you have to find what's motivating, you know, for you. Like if it's, if you, some, we know some of our listeners just get on and do it and they just listen to us for fun, and or they listen and do stuff as they're listening to us. Mm-hmm. Like, and then some people take what we've given and like go, okay, now I'm going to do the pantry, so I'm going to listen to the pantry episode. And some people, which is absolutely totally fine, are just listening because they're silly.
Yeah. Just listening to hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is totally fine. This is, we're empathizing with you today that there's some things that we just listen to and we're totally fine. We're just listening. I could listen to all the parenting podcasts in the world and maybe sometimes I would still just be listening to them.
Maybe sometimes we would pretend we can't hear them when they're calling our names.
Yeah. Or like the same with the marriage podcast sometimes. I just can't be bothered. I can be bothered loving my husband and I can be bothered to stay in, I really want to stay in my marriage, but improving it,
give or take.
Fitty fitty. Some days I want to. Yeah, fitty fitty. Exactly. Fitty fitty.
I just choked on my own laughter.
Just being honest. Just
fitty fitty, mate.
Fitty fitty. Fitty fitty. It's touch and go here sometimes. Touch and go.
Oh, so good. So good.
Oh, this has been a fun way to spend a while with you.
Kes, I reckon we should set some homework for our listeners. We don't set like actual homework very often. And this is homework you have to submit. So it's not just homework that you got to like think about. This is like actual homework, which won't be graded, by the way, because the teachers can't be bothered. Yeah. But we want you to come into our Facebook community and tell us one thing that you nail and one thing that you fail. We want to hear what they are. We want to hear maybe you nail walking the dog, but you fail taking your vitamins. Maybe you nail finishing a book, but you fail ever returning a phone call. Like, we want to know your nail and fail. Let us know. Let us know. I am absolutely forward to hear. Yeah.
And if you don't like the way that it's termed fail, just, you know, where's your potential?
Where's your room for improvement?
Where's your room for improvement? Where's that? So-and-so has potential.
Every single one of my school reports. Every single one. And I think, you know, just putting it out there is enough. You don't have to actually do anything to fix the fail. Just put it in our Facebook community and that takes you, that's a plus five.
Yeah, you get 5 points for saying what it is that you wish you had the energy, the motivation, the desire to improve.
Today's episode is clearly all about decluttering and not at all just about hanging out with you guys.
We hope that we have provided some laughs for you and that you've got to know us a little bit more. Because we want to be known and we want you to know that you're not alone in your room, in your has potential.
Kes, have you got a review to read out?
Do you have a review? And it is from the States and it is by NLB Bishop. And it says, there are countless podcasts available. So my personal rule is to only choose those that provide at least 3 of the required 5 E's. And the 5 E's are encouragement, enlightenment, education, entertainment, and elevation. The Art of Decluttering provides all 5.
No room for improvement.
There's no potential here. I've loved home organization and curated living for decades, but through the art of decluttering, I am learning fresh ways to assist my extended family and friends in their goals for a simplified life. Thank you, Amy and Kirsty. Your podcast is art.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yes.
There's another review that I wanted to read because I thought that this is a great review. It's a 5-star review, again, from the States, titled Thank You. And the review's from Andy Watt, like Andy, W-H-A-T, Watt, 2 question marks. Mm-hmm. And the review is, this was helpful.
I love that one too.
This was helpful, Andy Watt. We are so glad that we are somewhat helpful. Was helpful one of the E's?
No, the E was helpful. One of the E's.
Oh my gosh!
Did you hear what you said?
Oh dear!
COVID brain has well and truly set in for this potential, Amy.
Helpful was definitely not. Helpful might have been.
Helpful. Let's be Eliza Doolittle.
Say helpful. Dearie, dearie me. It might be time to say goodbye because I think I just lost it.
I think that you have lots of room for improvement in your
ability. The way I laugh so happy.
Oh, dear me. What a fun, fun episode this has been, Amy. Has this lifted your COVID spirits?
It has. It helps me wake up post-Pilates nap.
This has been the joy of my day too, so thank you so much.
Oh, we love being your podcast friends. We love being your podcast friends. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Come over to the Facebook page. Don't not do your homework. Don't leave it to the last minute either. And one other thing I'm awesome at, Kirsten, I want you to give one more thing as you go. One thing I'm flipping amazing at is punctuality. Mm. Never late, ever. Never late. Ever.
I know. What am I really, really good at? I'm really good at smiling.
You are.
People tell me I have a lovely smile all the time.
You have a very lovely smile.
Amy just doesn't see it very much because I've got room for improvement there. Amy and Simon hope to see my smile more
we
than
hold out, baby. We
see.
Hold out.
So funny how you and Simon get the best and the worst of me.
Well, this is the best. This has been so much fun.
This has been. Okay, we'll stop rabbiting on about how much we've enjoyed this podcast. We do hope that it has fulfilled the entertainment E for you today, and maybe the encouragement E as well. Well, actually, you may have been enlightened about Amy and I as well.
Well, you may have been, yeah.
And we hope that it has educated you on Amy and Kirsty and our weirdness, and it has elevated your mood. So thank you again.
5 E's.
5 E's.
Where, no bam. Helpful there. No helpful to be seen. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.